Hey, welcome to Girl Talk Lab Season 2. This is your girl Laura and
Ashley.
Woo woo! We are back.
Yes.
We're back and we're better.
It's been a cool minute.
Took a quick little break. We had to refresh ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
Just kind of take a break and just, yeah. So much shit going on with the whole virus and everything, man.
Yes, very, yeah. Very much so.
We hope you guys like the intro. And the song.
And I'm saying it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while. We know that for sure.
Yes, we have. Not recorded in a while, but we're back. Yes.
Not really. Like, this whole COVID thing has really taken a toll on everybody.
Yeah,
a lot, dude. Of life, you know, changes. Everything's coming. I don't know. But yeah.
I know. It's just a lot going on.
Yay.
I know. I know some people have reached out and asked, like, hey, are you guys recording? Or when, you know, when is the next episode? Here we are, like 2 months later with season 2.
Yeah. I'm excited to give you guys a little quick update,
yes, on all this.
Don't worry. We didn't think about finishing the podcast. We just took a break. Literally, we took a break.
We needed it.
Yes.
There was so much going on just outside of the podcast. So, we are ready.
Yeah, it was a good refresher.
I know, dude.
Honestly, it was.
Oh, man. We had gone to Vegas. That, yeah, shit was hella fun, even though, you know, everything was pretty much closed, like the bars and stuff.
The bars were closed. I'm surprised that they weren't open that weekend, though, even though they were opening that weekend.
I know.
They were still not open.
Till like that Monday, huh, dude?
Mm-hmm, till that Monday.
But it was still very, like, relaxing getaway trip.
It was.
Do we win
it again?
Hell yeah, we're going back. Shit.
We need to do it again.
Yes.
Oh, God. I'm going to take off this hair clip.
So, yes.
But how's everybody? I hope they're all doing good. Everybody's staying safe.
Rona is very real. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We know.
It's very real.
But that's like, keep your mask on when you're out and about. Wash your hands. Sanitize. You know, try to keep distance from people that you don't know, that you normally don't see, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is real, for sure.
It is real. Like, how scary it was knowing that, you know.
Yeah.
Your relative had gotten, dude, it.
I had two in total. I've, yeah, had two so, right, far. And it's like, ah! But, you know, I think now it's just, like, don't. I mean, COVID shouldn't stop us from doing some things, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's out there.
And I think eventually we're all going to get it, dude.
I think people already had it even prior to even them announcing it, that it was out in the world like this.
I believe that.
Because, like I said, my mom had told me that my little cousin was sick back in November, December,
uh-huh,
of last year. And he was really, really sick. He had it for 2 weeks.
Dude. That's how long
was. Yeah. He had it for 2 weeks. They took him to the hospital. Had a really bad fever or anything. They gave him antibiotics. And, mm-hmm, he was good.
Did they tell him what it was?
No. They just pretty much took it as like a, you know, he had a flu and he had a fever.
Yeah, see, with Dom, it was around December? Mm-hmm. January, December? December, January of this year. December last year, January this year. And it was really bad. And when I took him to the doctor, they did exams and everything. And he just said, oh, he's, all I can tell you is that he has a respiratory infection. And we're going to give you steroids, his inhalers, because he, you know, has asthma. So, mm-hmm, we had to make sure that, you know, he was just being taken care of. And shortly after, maybe within like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks after, once he got better, I got so fucking sick, dude. I've never gotten that sick in my life. Like, my throat, I don't know if it was my fucking tonsils. It was the worst ever. I couldn't breathe. My chest was hurting. And up until now, anytime I would get sick with a cold or flu, I've never had chest pains or felt the way that I did, but that shit was horrible. And I took the antibodies test, but months after, and of course, you know,
yeah, it was,
they say, oh, you're supposedly with COVID, the antibodies eventually leave. But I think at this point, it's just like, you know what, fuck it. Like, as long as we do as much as we can to protect ourselves when we go out, that's all. We can't always just live in fear, you know?
Of course.
We gotta party.
No, but yeah, it's, I mean, we just gotta realize that it's out there.
Yeah.
It's out there. Yeah, it's real, whatever. You know, you might get it, you might not. Who knows? But, I mean, shit, that's the life we're living right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's already a daily routine. Like, it's normal for us to sit there and just fucking throw on a mask and be like, okay, go to the store.
Yeah.
You know? Next thing you know, I'll be taking the mask to go to the bathroom and be like, I'm just going to the bathroom, okay? I need my mask.
We do at work.
I don't. I take it off.
Yeah?
I take it off. I leave it at my desk and I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm just going to the restroom real quick because I don't want to keep changing it.
Yeah.
But then I'm just like, oh, whatever. I forget about it and I take it with me. I throw it away and I get a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, good. I mean, we're stocked up on masks anyways and hand sanitizer.
Dude, tell me about
and Lysol sprays and Lysol wipes at work. But still, I was like, all right. And it was funny because I was talking to the supervisor upstairs the other night. Well, it was at the, on Tuesday, I think.
Huh.
And she was like, you know, right now that HR is on vacation, like, do you have any concerns or any ideas? And I was like, well, you know how we're, you know, I'm in the front. I deal with the patients all the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, how do you guys feel about maybe, like, putting, like, those screen protectors on the countertop in the front,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, she's like, I don't know. She's like, well, the bosses are not really gonna, you know, be okay with that, whatever. And I was like, you know what? Fuck them, dude. I was like, they're never here. I was like, we're the ones coming to work.
Yeah.
They're staying at home. They fucking pretty much doing everything from home while we're at work.
Supermarkets have it, dude. Fucking, you go anywhere, they have it. And we went to the AT&T store, and they all, the little stands with the cashiers, they have their shields. Like,
yeah. So I was like, what the fuck? Why not us?
Dude.
I was like, whatever, I guess. Dude, I'm like,
Especially because you're in the medical field, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I guess right now they're so worried about the gates outside because they stole the motors.
Oh, shit, dude. No way.
They stole both of them.
Oh, shit.
Dude. And it was the same fucking person.
Oh, shit.
They have them on camera.
Yeah. Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah. The first one that they stole was from the main parking lot. They stole it at 4 in the morning on a Monday. And then the second one, they stole it like a week later at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, shit. For what, though? What, do you think they're going to resell it or use it?
Yeah, they're going to do that. That's what it's for. That's what it's for. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I was like, dude, honestly, at this point, I'm like, we've been telling them, like, giving our ideas, but they don't care, you know? They'd rather do their fucking whatever.
So then why ask you guys for ideas?
I don't know.
Why ask the main source for ideas, for solutions to the problems if you're not going to take action on it?
So you know what they did?
Oh, hell no.
They got a fucking, they're like these, apparently these unbreakable bike locks. To lock the gates. I was like, okay, whatever. I was like, you know what? At this point, I'm like, either you guys hire a security and have them stay here on the nighttime, or do something about it. But their idea was to add more cameras. I was like, what is that going to do? What is that going to do?
Obviously, the first ones didn't scare them away, you know?
I was like, dude, like, this person that came and stole the motors has came to our property 3 times, okay? 2 at night, 1 in broad daylight. He was stealing stuff from the plumbers that share the parking lot with us.
Oh, shit.
And he took off.
Does he look like homeless. This
no,
was, like,
no,
right,
no.
You know, like,
he was driving a little red pickup truck.
Oh shit. Okay.
And he looks like maybe like in his 30s, like late 30s, and he's Hispanic. Yeah.
Oh, bueno.
I mean, they reported everything, but still, like, what is that gonna do? Like, he's already came here 3 times. He knows that there's nobody in the fucking parking lot but our cars. And I told him, I was like, well, if that's the case, I'm like, I'm not going to bring my car anymore. Because if he breaks into my fucking car, I'm going to give you guys the bill to pay for my damages.
Yeah.
Fuck that. But who knows, man?
Hey, there's been a lot of crime around here in the San Fernando Valley with stealing cars and shit.
Oh, I don't know. Yet, no, was it on Thursday? Yeah, Thursday afternoon. Our fucking neighbor took our trash can to put his shit in there.
Shut the fuck, dude.
Yo, we legit
saw him.
We're literally watching him from the fucking camera. It's right there.
Oh, hell no.
We're literally watching him from the fucking camera. This fucking old fuck, I swear to you, walks over here, goes and he gets a trash can in front of the car and walks back with it. Takes it inside his house, puts his shit in there, and puts it in his fucking driveway.
Oh, hell no. What did you guys do?
So, I told my mom, I was like, did you see that? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right. So, we went outside. We came out here, and we're, like, literally, like, looking at them. And he starts a conversation with my mom, like, oh, trying to make conversation, whatever. Mom's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I'm like, so you're not going to say anything? Like,
Ma, come on, yeah. Ma.
So, then she goes, fuck that. And I was like, all right, cool. She doesn't say anything. I was like, oh, fuck that. I came outside and I was like, can I help you with my trash can? The fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything. I was like, so you're just going to fucking just come over here and take it? Like, it's a thing to do, right?
Steal trash can?
Yeah. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right, cool. Fuck her. I was like, all right. So then I took the trash can.
Uh-huh.
I took it back.
Oh, well, yeah. It's your guys' fucking trash can,
and
dude.
I took their shit out of there and I put it on top of there. And I was like, dude. So,
dude.
I was just like, yeah. I was like, what the fuck, dude? And, yeah. You hear his fucking daughter and I was like, oh, they're still right there. Yeah, bitch.
That's
I'm right
my
here.
Trash can.
I was like, you fucking idiot.
Hey, some people just, I don't know. They just don't have common sense.
Well,
they...
no. This guy, him and his wife and his kids, they act like their shit don't stink.
Are they the ones that fight over parking?
Yes.
Okay.
Mind you, this bitch got 1, 2, 3, maybe like 5 cars outside.
Oh, man.
That she don't even use. They're literally just parked there. And she has that big ass driveway. Yeah.
Dude.
Like, they're just fucking bien amargados. That's all it is. That's all it is. And then there's a plant that she has right here on the side of the house,
mm-hmm.
and it overlaps to our side. The last time my mom caught the wife cutting it, and she was throwing the trash on our side.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. And I told my mom, I was like, you better beat that ass before I do, because I'll fucking break that bitch's hip.
You'll
I don't
tap,
give a
tap,
fuck.
Tap in.
I was dude. Like, dude, okay. She's like, I just want to live in peace. I'm like, yeah, but you got to let them know. Like, hey, you know what?
Like, set boundaries.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Yeah, dude.
I'll fucking run that bitch over if I have to. I don't care.
I'll go bail you out.
Damn. Woo. Sounds like a plan to me. Nah, but.
Dude. Now we say that. We'll say that so when shit goes back to normal, we go out.
Oh, yeah.
and we need
like,
it.
Bitch.
Right.
My trash can. The fuck?
Hey, some people, you know, I'm thinking about, like, the whole social distancing shit, dude. And, like, okay, like, the whole common sense thing about, like, people don't think. So, me and my boyfriend went to the outlets today. Unexpected trip. We went into the Skechers store, and I was looking at work shoes, the comfortable mm-hmm. ones. And we were in line waiting, and... we like to, okay, social distance. So we're, you know how they have the little round stickers for the line?
Yeah.
So we're in line and this señor just straight gets in front of us. Like, he didn't even bother to ask, like, excuse me, are you in line? Is this where the line starts? Something. He just literally gets in front of us. So I'm like, excuse me. I was like, I'm sorry. The line is back there. And he's like, oh, es que como estás muy lejos de la línea. And I was like, disculpe, no, estamos, you know, seis pies de distancia, hello. And he got mad, and his wife was just, like, staring me down. I was like, yeah, and they were, like, all up in our necks. And it's like, dude, like, social distancing, like, back the fuck away. Like, yeah. I don't understand, you know. And so I'm thinking little shit like this, and it's like, people don't have the common sense, like. Dude,
just keep your distance.
You know, little shit like that. Your distance, your neighbor. Why the fuck are you gonna steal a trash can? Like, why? What? I don't understand.
I don't understand people. I really don't. Yeah, I don't either. So I'm just like, okay, fucker. Like, you're I'm literally watching you on the camera. You're just walking up to the fucking trash can and just taking it.
Hey, like that video that you showed me about the girl putting the hair in her food. Just
oh yeah, see?
Do you like, see what I mean?
Fucking people. I had a guy like that too the other day. That same day on Thursday, I went to the dollar store because I went to go buy tape to tape up my fucking puzzle that I took. And I told Alfonso to go with me. I was like, all right, let's go. So then we're going, we go to the dollar store or whatever. I get the tape, I get whatever else we need to get. I'm in line. Mind you know how Dollar Tree always has like one or two registers open, maybe it's once at a time, whatever.
Yeah.
So there was literally two people in front of me. I was the third one. So some guy gets behind me. He's literally like, we're literally almost touching shoulder to shoulder.
Oh my God.
And I turn around and I'm like, okay, like, do you want to back up a little? Like,
a little bit?
No, shit, you're not. What pissed me off more was that there was another worker that was in the same aisle. She was putting the gold backs. And this fool literally gets in her face and he's like, open up another fucking register.
Oh, hell no.
And I turned around and I was like, excuse me? Like, I was like, wait, what? And she like, she turns around and she dogs him. And then she passed by again and he's like, oh, so you're not going to open up another fucking register, you stupid ass.
Oh, hell
no. And I was like,
yo,
like, what the fuck is your problem? Yeah. Like, if you knew there was a line, why even come here? Like, the fuck? Bitch. So, Alfonso was like, are you fucking serious? He got behind me and he's like, is this fool serious? I was like, I don't know, but he needs to back the fuck up before he gets fucking smacked with this goddamn basket. Like, social distance, motherfucker. That's why they have the stickers on the floor.
Hey, seriously, like, ego is a motherfucker, dude.
Oh, yeah.
We had gone to Target and as we were walking out, this was today, too. As we were walking out, there was some kid, I'd say about, like, maybe 21, 22, with a skateboard waiting outside of Target. And he's like, hey, do you have change for the bus? Because I need to take the bus back home. And I looked at him for a cool second thinking, like, you don't even say, oh, excuse me, or please, or may I, or, you know? So I was, like, contemplating, like, yes, I have change to give you. I can easily, you know? But I was like, no, I don't. Sorry. And he's like, man, I'm fucking tired of hearing that shit. So I'm like, did he, like, really just, okay. So I'm like, whatever. And we're walking away. And then there was some girls behind us. And he's like, hey, do you have change for the bus? I'm trying to take the bus back home. And I was like, it's that fucking ego that's not going to fucking get you nothing. The way you're coming off, the way that you're fucking, like, you're just, you need to know how to finesse it. Like, you need to, how do you expect to come up to someone or just straight up, hey, do you have bus? Like, I need change for the bus to get back home. And expect for people to be like, oh, here you go. Yeah. Like, no, like, at least, oh, excuse me, ma'am. Do you have, you know, maybe some change you can spare? I'm stranded out here. I need to get back home. Oh, of course. Or even if it was like, hey, I'm sorry. I need, you know, change for the bus. Is, you know, can I, do you have any, please, that I can, not even a fucking please, not even a, you just straight up cold turkey, like, demanding shit. And I was like, no.
Oh,
I was like, see, that's wrong with a lot of people nowadays, that they just feel so entitled to shit, dude. And nah, I think now it's, you know, we need to teach people, like, take accountability. Like, we have to be transparent with people.
Mm-hmm.
But man, yeah.
Fuck. If he would have came up to me like that, I'm like, ha, bye.
Like, you shouted out here on
the
your
fuck
own?
No.
And it's like, you know, I get it. Like, you may be frustrated because maybe you really are stranded and you're just trying to, hey, I'm trying to get back home.
Yeah, but don't come up to people but that way.
You can't. Like, the universe. See, that's happening because the universe is trying to teach you something.
your universe.
Dude, yes. You be seeing my gram and shit. Like, I'm just like, I'm on this whole spiritual journey thing. And I am loving it. And yes, I do believe that shit happens. And if you don't learn it the first time, the universe is going to keep throwing it at you till you learn from it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. But I don't know. But if you would have came at me like that, I would have been like,
like, no.
Pump your brakes up, boy.
Dude.
Fucking smack you, too. All
right. Quick topic. Marriages. Guilty.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know. I mean, I'm all for it, whatever, but I don't know.
What's your opinion on the situation that you had
with my coworker?
Yeah. You want to share?
I mean,
quick.
How would I say? Okay, like I was telling you, like, he was, what he had told me, or what he told us at work, was that he was in the bathroom cleaning his shoes, you know, since he got back from work, whatever. He's like, you know, I like to keep my shoes clean, you know, blah, blah,
blah. Nice.
I was like, okay, that's cool, you know, nothing wrong with that, yeah. Whatever. He's like, don't mind you, I'm in the bathroom cleaning my shoes, listening to music, and my wife walks in, and she looks at me. And he's like, okay. And she's like, what are you doing? And he, you know, responded, well, I'm just cleaning my shoes. You know, since I got back from work, whatever. I want to keep them clean, blah, blah. And she's like, no, you're lying. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, you're hiding something. I already know you. And he's like, dude, like, I'm not doing shit. Like, I'm literally just sitting here cleaning my shoes, listening to music.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you're hiding something. And he's like, what the fuck? He goes, so Ashley, he's like, I'm literally sitting there thinking to myself, what the fuck is going on? You know,
uh-huh.
Like, she had gone out to have dinner with her friend and whatnot, maybe had a little drinks. I'm like, maybe she's over here tripping on some shit they talked about or whatever. I was like, okay. And he's like, so I thought to myself, right, something, what the fuck is going on? So then he's like, fuck that. I flipped it on her and I was like, what are you hiding?
That like, reverse psychology, yeah. Baby.
And she was like, nothing. And he's like, are uh-huh. you sure? He's like, are you sure you don't have anything to tell me? Like, do you want to talk to me about something?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm fine. He's like, are you sure? He's like, because you're coming at me like if I did something wrong. And she's like, no, I'm pretty sure you did. And he's like, I'm not doing shit. He's like, but okay. He's like, you know, if that satisfies you, like, accusing me of shit, then, you know, by all means, go for it. Mind you, they've been together for 11 years. They just had their 1-year anniversary being married.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. And he's like, so I was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. He's like, so what's up? He's like, you got something to tell me and whatnot? Because she just kept saying, no, I don't uh-huh. have anything to say. And he goes, out of the blue, she just starts crying. And she said, you can go through my phone, like, look through it, whatever you want, you can go through my social media, blah, blah, blah. And he straight up told her, he's like, I don't need to. He's like, I trust you. He's like, but I don't like the fact that you're coming at me,
mm-hmm.
accusing me of doing something when I haven't done anything. And he's like, you know what? He's like, you got it good. He's like, you don't got to worry about shit. He's like, I washed the clothes, I cleaned the house, I cooked you food. I literally grab your scrubs, iron them, and leave them out so they're ready for you to go to work tomorrow with the shoes. All you have to do is literally wake up,
damn, make your coffee. This girl has it made, yeah. Dude.
So literally get up, get dressed, make your coffee, and go to work. You ain't got to worry about shit. He's like, the bills are paid, rent is paid, cars are paid, insurance is paid. He's like, what are you worried about? And she started crying, saying that she's sorry and whatnot. And he's like, you know, that's fine. Whatever, you apologize, that's cool. And he's like, but I just didn't like the fact that, you know, she came to him like that. So, pretty much he said that he fell asleep really bothered. He's like, I ended up sleeping on the couch. I let her sleep in the room. He said, because I wanted her to sit there and think about what she did. And yeah, he goes, you know, she fucking cried herself to sleep, woke up the next day, and she said sorry. And he was like, nah, like, we're good, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. So I pretty much told, like, you know, when he told us that story, whatever, me and the other girl got to talking, like, when he walked away. And I was just like, I really hope that she's not doing nothing.
Yeah,
because this fool, like, really, really, really does love his wife. Like, he will literally do anything for her. So we started thinking, like, man, you know, hopefully she didn't do anything. Or she probably, like, I don't know, messaged somebody or that she's not supposed to. Or she ran into somebody she's not supposed to. Or something that's probably fucking eating her up or some bullshit, you know? But it's like, come on. That's just guilty conscience to me, honestly.
The way she came off was just right away, like, what's the verdict, Your Honor? Guilty. Yeah.
And that's what he said. He's like, he goes, you know, she looked very, very guilty to me. And I was like, well, I don't know. I'm like, you know what? Honestly, I'm like, we're not trying to put anything in your head. That's your marriage. You're handling it the way you want to. I'm like, but to me, it would seem kind of odd. Like, okay.
Yeah, dude, just walk in.
Like, I'm washing my shoes. I'm getting ready for bed. You just came home from having dinner with your girls. And you just walk into the bathroom talking about, I'm hiding something and you did something.
Damn. Like, was she really having dinner with the girls? That's the real question.
I don't know. Well, he said, yeah, because the girl she went to dinner with is his, like, best friend's wife or something like that. Or cousin. No, his cousin's wife.
Who did they meet up with?
I don't know.
You never know.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, anything could happen. Maybe she was just a little bit tipsy.
Maybe.
You know, and just maybe she went through his phone and maybe he liked other girls' pictures on Instagram and she felt like, oh, you hiding something.
Or maybe she, you know how or, when you get tipsy and memories come back and you start tripping about shit. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, because he's told the stories about her too, but I'm like, You know, that's your business. You guys, you know, handle your relationship how you guys want to. By all means, go for it. Mm-hmm. I was like, but other than that, I was like, I'll give you my opinion, but I don't want you to take it too hard because I don't want you to fucking go over there and be like,
yeah,
I'm divorcing you.
Here are the papers.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I'm straight. Like, I don't want to do all that.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Any advice we give you guys on this podcast, just throw a little FYI over there. We are not professionals.
We're not.
We are just giving you our opinion. You take it with a grain of salt. We are not responsible if you take actions with the advice that we've been putting out there and that we will continue to put out there. But regarding with your coworker situation, just the way she comes off, the way she came off was guilty. And either I don't think she cheated on him, but maybe had the thought of it. Or something like that. That's like, it's eating her up, you know?
There is something, I don't know, something triggered it. He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know what it was till this day. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Whatever it was, I hope she literally just brushed that shit under the fucking rug and just moved on with it. Like, maybe it was just a mistake. Maybe it was the alcohol or something, you know? And I just told him, I was like, honestly, I'm like, just, you know, I understand you guys are married, so, you know, you guys just did your first year and whatever. Yeah. I was like, but you guys have a lot of history. I'm like, so just work it out, whatever. You guys can sit down and talk about it. I'm like, because I already know how you feel about her. I'm like, and I mean, I don't know how she feels about you because I don't talk to her like that. I don't see her every day like we see you here. I'm like, but fix it, work it out. If you don't want to, it's cool. And he's like, nah, fuck that. He goes, if she don't want to stay, she don't have to. I was like, yeah, that's right. She doesn't have to. I was like, but, you know, don't jump the gun and just be like, nah, fuck that, I'm going to divorce her. And I'm like, nah, don't do that. I was like, literally just sit down and talk to her. Like, okay, so what's up? Like, what happened? Like, what was that about? And he's like, yeah, I will. And I was like, all right, cool. And so he's always like, I like talking to your girls because you guys are always giving me your opinion. And I'm just like, well, you know. I was like, well, I am in, like, a 12-year relationship, so I'm kind of, like, technically married.
Yeah.
I was like, the other one, I was like, well, she just got out of an 8-year relationship. I'm like, so, but she's been through the bullshit too. I'm like, so yeah. We don't mind giving you the our opinion or our advice, whatever you want to call it. I was like, but, you know, we're going to keep it real with you. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys are too raw for me. And I was like, it's good though. I'm like, it's
that's what she said.
Oh my God.
No, yeah. But it's true, you know?
It's true. And tell them anytime you need for us to be real with you, or you need, or you're like, you're confused about something, like, we don't mind giving your opinion.
You know, with people, like, that's the thing. Like, there's people that will come to you to ask for advice, and they are not willing to hear the truth.
Exactly.
Like, to hear, like, what you have to say. Mm-hmm. Those type of people, what they should say instead of like, hey, can I get your advice, or it's just, hey, I just need to vent, can you listen to what I have to say? That's it. Like, you don't have to give me advice, because there's those people that they'll come to you like, I don't know what to do. So then you tell them like, hey, this is what I suggest, this is what I would do. Mm-hmm. And they don't fucking do what the fuck you tell them, or not even that. Okay, let me, that came off wrong. They don't listen to what you tell them, hey, try this, or maybe you might stay away from this, you know? They yeah. do the opposite, and then they're just stuck in the fucking mud. And it's like, oh, help me, save me. And it's like, no, like, you came to me, and I tried to help you, and I tried to give you some advice that you asked for. You didn't listen, and you got upset. You did the opposite. Now look at you. So those type of people should just straight up be like, you know what? I just need to vent. Just listen to me. Cool, then I won't say nothing. And then there's people that, yeah, they're like, hey, you know, like, I don't know what to do. Like, what do you think? And it's okay, cool, you know. But I think nowadays people just, again, like, they don't know how to take accountability or be
it's open. True. It's true. Just because, like, so, like, the girl at work, she was with her man for a while. Whatever.
Oh, the one that just got out of the relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess one day she came to work, she was in a whole funky mood, and I was like, you're good? And she's like, yeah, I'm good. And she's like, but if I come off like kind of rude, she goes, just don't take it personal. She's like, I'm just going through a lot right now. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I was like, dude, I didn't even ask her. I was like, okay, cool, you know, thanks for letting me know, whatever. She literally turned around and started crying, and I was like, are you okay? And she's like, we just broke up and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, I'm sorry, you know. Again, I didn't ask why. Mm-hmm. Not my business, whatever. And I was like, dude, you'll be good. Like, you're straight. I'm like, just clean up your face for now. I'm like, you know, today's a brand new day. Let's just get this shit going. Just get this work day out the way. I'm like, you're going to be straight. She's like, okay. So she went to the restroom. She, like, washed her face and everything. She came back. And she goes, yeah, you know, she started venting to me about it. And I was like, okay, again, like, I didn't ask, yeah. But, you know, if you want to tell me, I'm all yours, girl, like, whatever, you know? So she was telling me how, like, I guess it's not the first time she, you know, caught him DMing females, asking for pictures and whatnot. She's like, this is probably the third or fourth time. And I was like, you should have stopped that at the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah. She's like, but, you know, we were really in love. So we're pretty much like, you know, no, we're going to make it work. We're going to make it work. And I was like, yeah, but that's, I'm like, but why be unhappy if, you know, that's going to, I mean, I understand you love the dude, but if it happened more than one time, why sit there and take that shit?
Because you know why, dude? Some people, whether it's the woman or the man, they're just narcissists, and they know how to manipulate you. So I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were talking about that. And they were what was it that they said? You heard what the fuck I just said?
Yes, I heard it.
So I don't know where the fuck that accent came from or what the fuck was that about. But they said, you know, it's about when someone does something and they apologize after and tell you that they're going to change, and you forgive them and you are open to, okay, they're going to fix it, they're going to change, but then it happens again, and then it just keeps happening. It's not you, it's them. It's just they're narcissists. They're just manipulating you. Like, that's what it is. Like, someone who manipulates does just that. Like, okay, I'm just going to tell you I'm sorry that I'm going to change. But I know I'm not going to change just to make you believe I'm going to change. And then I'm going to, after the dust settles, we're good, okay. And then let me go ahead and start doing that shit again. So maybe after, like, the second time, if anything, the third time, by then, yeah, I would have been like, okay, nah, like, by the second time, where it's like, no, the first time, you know, I gave you a chance. The second time, I'm just, this is a no for me.
But still, but you know what? Sometimes
that sucks.
Sometimes I look at it like, you know, people, they like that lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
But why? What are they called? I don't know. I don't fucking know. But it's just like, pero por qué? Why put yourself to that?
You think maybe because that's what they saw growing up?
It could be.
You know how, like, sometimes, like, they'll say, like, oh, you know, how you, as you grow up, depending on the household you grow in, you know, who raises you and what you see around you impacts you as you grow up, because that's all you know. That's all you know how to do. So that's why they say, you know, when you're old and you start to realize all the drama that happened as you were, when you were little, that you didn't realize until you're big, and events that happened in your life that have caused you to do some of the things that you do now, like, you have to be the one to break the chain. I think about that too, you know, like, a lot of friends that I used to, that we both used to have back then, you know, where they would say, well, one in particular, that she, you know, was just out doing her own thing, like, nobody was watching. Okay, girl, do you, that's fine, you have the right to do so. But when we would talk on a different level, like, more deep, it was always like, you know, my dad was never really around, you know, I had my stepdad, but, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I noticed that with a lot of girls and women that I've met throughout my whole life, from high school up until now, that have had that type of behavior, always goes into, I didn't have my dad in my life. And if I had a father figure, it's like a stepdad, but they weren't really there as a father to guide me. And that goes to the subject of, like, you know, daddy issues, how they say, oh, because, you know, you didn't have daddy issues.
It's true. Because my older sister has those issues. Example. She's the same way. She doesn't know her real dad. Her real dad left her when she was 2 weeks old.
Okay.
And at that time, my mom had met my dad. And, my dad came in the picture.
Okay.
And pretty much raised her.
Okay.
Now she's 31. Well, even then, when she hit her teens and all that, she was out and about, mm-hmm. going out, hit her 20s, never home. She was always out partying, relationship after relationship. And it was just like, okay. So it got to the point where it was like, okay, you're in a 3-year relationship. All right, cool. You break up with them. 3 months later, you're in a new one.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool. And it's pretty much a pattern over and over and over. And now that she's older, she's kind of in that phase where it's like, I want to meet him, mm-hmm. and see why he left me. Mm-hmm. So maybe I can get some closure. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
that's tough.
And I said, and I'm like, if you want to do it, by all means, go for it. If you don't, then whatever. That's your option, whatever you want to do with mm-hmm. yourself. I'm like, but just know, like, if you want to do that, mentally prepare yourself that maybe he might want to have some type of relationship with you, or he might not.
Yeah.
I'm like, so mm-hmm. just mentally prepare yourself. I mean, she knows that she has other siblings.
Yeah.
But him, he's fucking MIA.
So literally from the moment he left her, like, she has not... Nope. She knows nothing about her biological father.
I mean, she knows how he looks. He knows his name and last name, that's it. Mm-hmm. But physically, like, she doesn't know, and she doesn't know nothing about him.
Damn.
Like, she has no detail, anything. She just knows his name and what he used to look like.
And she's contemplating and, like, trying to find him? Yeah. I agree with you where it's like, she can do that. She can do whatever she wishes. She just has to be mentally prepared, one.
Yep.
Two, emotionally, at the moment, unavailable in the sense of leave the emotion out of it and do it more for yourself. Mm-hmm. So you know, like, okay, I just want to know what happened so I can move on with my life, you know.
Yeah.
Try to break that cycle that I have going on. And maybe her just knowing, like, why'd you leave? What happened? Okay, cool. We don't have to build a relationship. That's fine. And she can move on with her life. Or two, if he does, like, you know, want to build a relationship with her, then okay, little by little, like, okay, start involving, you know, the emotions. Because emotional intelligence is real. Like,
oh, yeah. Oof.
So sometimes you have to treat certain relationships like a business transaction and like, okay, let's diffuse the emotion, focus on the facts. So as long as she knows that she's doing it for herself to help her, then, you know.
But I honestly think that if she would meet her dad,
mm-hmm.
I don't think she would want to have a relationship with him. I think she just wants to know, like, why did you leave me? Or, like, why didn't you want anything to do with me? Pretty much. And then just leave it at that.
Oh, then if she knows for sure that's what she wants, then she should go for it. Again, anything may change, because then what if he does? Like, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. And it's I don't know.
Oh, okay, you know? It's real.
I always wondered, too, like, damn, you know? Like, and I told her, I was like, I will go with you. Like, mm-hmm. My mom, too, she's like, I'll go with you, but...
Yeah, dude, it's some real.
We'll see.
It's some real shit going on.
We'll see.
Out there. But we should talk about that in another episode.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Mending relationships, friendships, you know, parent children relationships, siblings, all that good stuff.
Old friends, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. There's,
yeah.
We have all types of stories that we can talk about.
Yes. We do.
Yes.
So we just wanted to give you guys a quick update about what's going on in our lives.
I know.
With the whole COVID and this little break that we took.
Yes. We are back. Ashley, again, has just been doing an awesome job posting some cool content on our Instagram at Girl Talk Lab. We're almost at 200 followers.
I'm trying.
Yeah, she, like, people, there's a girl that I run into when I go to make the bank deposits, and she tells me, like, oh, I saw what you posted. I'm like, oh, it wasn't me, that was Ashley, you know? I'm like, she gets all the credit. Like, she finds all the good memes, funny memes, good thing. Like, I'll post here and there. Like, if it's any spiritual stuff, that's how you know it'll be me. Like, you know, but Ashley's the one that gets all the credit for, honestly, the Instagram page.
And I'm doing that shit while I'm at work, okay?
I know, dude. Because I'll get the notifications, like, so-and-so liked your picture. And it's, like, 1 o'clock, and I'm like, huh? And I'm like, oh, it's probably posted right now.
Yeah, I do that at work.
Yes. So. And we updated our logo. We thought, okay, since we're going to start, you know, a new season, let's update a few things here and there. So we'll see how it goes.
We're just adjusting to the new adjustments. That's all it is.
In life, period. Yes. I love that. Just adjusting to the new adjustments.
It's true, dude. Though.
We do. There's someone that wants to be a guest on our podcast. I know we talked about it.
Yeah.
Right. So, I'll get back to you on that only because, you know.
We got to plan it out.
Yeah.
See when we're available. Well, you know, I'm always available, but when you yes. are, always the other person is.
And then just, you know, have you came in contact with anyone who's been exposed to COVID? Did you test positive? Anyone in your family test positive? Just got to make sure. But
yes,
let us know if you ever want to, hey, I want to join an episode, or you want to get any advice. Hit us up on Instagram, Girl Talk Lab, or email girltalklab@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
We should make a Twitter page. No.
I don't do Twitter.
I have a Twitter and I don't even.
Just use it. if you already have it.
Switch it, huh?
Yeah.
You know, social media, okay, that's going to be a whole other topic. I can go on and on, but next one we'll talk about social media and how important it is and so on and so forth. But thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode.
It was actually supposed to be a short one, but
here we are, 45 minutes in.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yes. All right, guys. Till next time, thank you so much.
Have a good night.